A bottle of red wine smashed against the clean marble floor of the Continental Hotel and shattered into a million pieces. The red wine splattered like blood.
Kevin, you idiot! That was a $10,000 bottle of wine!
Kevin's boss shrieked.
I ought to fire you for such a careless mistake. Go get a mop and clean it up. Now!
Kevin sighed. Working at this high-end hotel sucked. He was treated like trash, and he hated every minute of it. After serving in the army for years, he deserved better than this. Much better. Kevin dragged his feet as he walked to the janitor's closet.
How can one bottle of wine be worth $10,000? How ridiculous!
Kevin mumbled to himself as the mop soaked up the red liquid. Kevin was extremely fit, and his biceps bulged as he dragged the mop across the expensive floor. This dead-end job was a waste of his talents, but he desperately wanted to buy his wife, Cynthia, a nice present, so he was willing to take whatever job he could get in Los Angeles during the recession. His boss walked back up to him, scowling.
Kevin, you're not done yet? Hurry up! Grab another bottle and deliver it to the room stat. Important guests like these don't like to be kept waiting.
If I don't clean this up properly, it could stain the white marble, Kevin explained. Can't Ernie deliver the wine while I clean this up? His boss shook his head.
No. For some reason, this VIP guest asked for you directly by name. Who knows why they'd want a loser like you in their presence? But I don't ask questions. I do whatever my VIPs want. Now get a move on.
Kevin sighed and put the mop back in the closet. Then, he grabbed a caution sign and put it around the wet area. With this accomplished, he pushed the dining cart through the corridor and grabbed a fresh bottle of wine on his way to the service elevator. He whistled as he made his way up to room 888. Upon arriving at the door, Kevin adjusted his tie. He had no clue why anyone important would ask for him by name, but he wanted to be presentable to whoever it was behind that door. Shaking his head, Kevin knocked.
Room service? He asked.
After a short pause without a response, he opened the door of the private room and pushed the dining cart in.
Room service, he repeated. Ah, finally. Here comes the wine. Cynthia, you have to drink with me.
Inside the room, a tall, well-dressed man stood up impatiently. Judging from his appearance alone, Kevin knew this man was rich and powerful. Kevin's assignment was spot on. This man was Tim Cross, and he was the CEO of a massive company. Although he was young, his net worth was already in the billions. Plural.
Thanks, but no thanks. I don't like to drink,
a woman said from the corner. She was a tall and slender beauty with a flawless face. Her chestnut eyes made contact with Kevin and then went wide at once.
Kevin?
Cynthia? The two spoke at almost the same time, equally surprised to see one another. This beautiful woman was Kevin's wife, Cynthia.
What are you doing here?
She asked. Tim stood close to Kevin and looked him up and down.
Cynthia, do you know this man?
Cynthia looked a little evasive. She didn't want to explain that her husband was literally waiting on this important business meeting. She never expected to run into him like this. Not getting a response, Tim turned his sights on Kevin.
Who are you to be talking to a boss businesswoman like Cynthia, hmm?
Tim, this is Cynthia's husband.
Another beautiful woman in the room explained. Her name was Lisa Fox, and she was Cynthia's best friend. They'd known each other since their college days. She was also the manager of the public relations department of Cynthia's clothing company. And she was the one that had secretly arranged for Kevin to serve them. Petty? Yes. Hilarious? Big yes.
You've got to be kidding me, Lisa. Tim laughed. Cynthia's husband must be a legend. I don't believe she's married to a lowly waiter. My God.
Everyone in the room looked surprised, but Lisa didn't explain. She wanted Cynthia to admit the truth. She knew Cynthia would never deny it. Sensing everyone's dagger-like stares, Cynthia bit her red lips, brimming with anger, helplessness, and worst of all, embarrassment. Kevin stood there quietly with his head bowed. If Cynthia denied that they were married, he would definitely turn around and leave. They'd been secretly hitched, and few people knew about it, but even so, he'd feel awful if she said they weren't together. On the other hand, he understood why Cynthia would feel inclined to. After all, his current station did look fairly pathetic, especially in the context of a high-powered business meeting. He knew his own worth, but realized how this might look from the outside. Cynthia took a deep breath. She really wanted to deny that she was married to a waiter, but she couldn't.
That's right, she said. Kevin's my husband.
Everyone was floored. This sort of thing just didn't happen. Movie stars dated movie stars, and models dated other models. CEOs? They surely didn't tie the knot with busboys.
Tim's colleague laughed from the corner.
No wonder Cynthia's company is in crisis.
Harsh discussions rang out in the room. Everyone's comments were full of ridicule and judgment. Lisa had to stop herself from grinning. This was the exact effect she'd hoped for. She had been jealous of Cynthia ever since university. Gorgeous and capable though Lisa was, everyone had always treated Cynthia better than her. Cynthia this and Cynthia that. She always got more attention from men. She excelled at work. She had it all. Except, that is, a respectable husband. Being able to expose Kevin as Cynthia's husband, Lisa had finally gotten the chance to put that privileged prude in her place. Cynthia swallowed her pride.
Tim, I'm sorry for this distraction. Let's talk about our business deal another day.
Cynthia grabbed her purse and walked to the door with her head held high. Yet, Tim Cross grabbed her hand and pulled her back.
Don't leave, Cynthia. I'm sure you're feeling embarrassed. But if you leave like this, I'm afraid it will be difficult to carry out further negotiations between us. Now, how about that wine,
Tim looked at Cynthia with cold, piercing eyes. He had long been interested in Cynthia, a high-powered female CEO of a large company. He saw her as his equal, but he never expected that she would get married. Thinking of her lying next to another man made his blood boil, but after learning that Kevin was a waiter, Tim was certain that he could win Cynthia's favor. How could she stay with a poor man like Kevin when Tim could show her the good life? Cynthia felt uncomfortable underneath Tim's intense gaze.
Tim, I hope you understand that the deal between us is a win-win situation. I'm not going to beg you to close the deal, she said calmly.
Tim tried to grab her arm, but she pulled away from him. Running a hand through his hair, he sighed.
Cynthia, you should think about this clearly. You've invested so much manpower and material resources into this project over the past 6 months. If this negotiation falls through, you won't be able to afford the consequences.
Lisa interjected.
Tim, will you excuse us?
Then, she pulled Cynthia to the side and whispered,
Kevin isn't worthy of you. Don't let his surprise entrance throw this whole thing off. Come on, you two are going to get divorced sooner or later anyway. Why should the company suffer all because of this waste of space?
Lisa motioned toward Kevin, who busied himself opening the second bottle of 1945 Romane Conte. Cynthia watched as Kevin's strong arms flexed and the cork popped.
Kevin is still my husband, so I don't want to hear any more negative comments about him, all right? Now, help me navigate this. Lisa, I'm just so flustered and need a hand.
Lisa smiled and said,
I've got your back. Maybe we can make up some excuse about why you married a man like Kevin. Follow my lead, okay? No, said Cynthia. Not a chance. I don't want to get into the details of my personal life with Tim. I have to get out of here. But can you stay to represent me in the company? I know you'll be able to get Tim to agree to our terms. You're the best, Lisa.
Even now, she trusted her bestie, unaware of Lisa's intentions.